Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Having kind of an L.A. morning here.
Oh,
Mike
yeah.
O'Mara Show. Just an excuse to use this technology that I have installed, baby. Just love this particular song. Feeling kind of L.A. today, boys?
Sure.
It's a little Tuesday L.A.
Los Angeles?
East L.A. here.
Yeah. Driving down to Cienega. Taking a wrong turn off the 5.
Ooh.
Heading down to Venice Beach. Putting on my striped socks that go up to my knees. Throwing on my yellow roller skates. Feeling fine. Yes, sir. Showing my nipples.
Nice.
Through my tube top. Yes, sir. Stopping by and getting a Bloody Mary on a Sunday morning. Yeah, I'm a free girl in L.A. Feeling so good.
You know, Mike, I won't reveal what we discussed in the pre-show, but I would say this.
Yes.
Someday, before you pass this mortal coil, please write a book on geography. Because when you describe a city, no one does it like you.
Did I mention to you that I am giving some serious thought to penning a new book?
No.
How Not to Be an Old Fart.
Ah.
Okay.
I don't like the title, because the title will, to me, be... will kind of fit into the profile of shock jockery, you know, where, hey, there's the shock jock. And, you know, I think only a few people can get away with books like Al Franken, you know, where he writes Rush Limbaugh's a big fat idiot.
Yeah.
You know, that because it's the shtick. Yes, Oscar's raising his hand.
Are you taking
already.
Suggestions?
For titles?
For titles?
Yes.
Well, let me give you the obviously the premise of the book. Yeah. The first sentence in the book was, I lost my mom when she was 95 years old, and she was never an old person. And that's why, and because I think based on my travels and where I hang out, I've become quite the student of the elderly, because as, you know, technically, if you count double nickels, AARP time, I am now joining the ranks of them. And, you know, and the fact is, I study old people all the time. I know the tells. Let me give you one chapter of the book.
Okay.
Don't ever stand with your hands behind your back. Old people do that.
That is an old trait, yes.
Am I correct?
You are right.
Go somewhere and say you're standing outside. I'll give you an example. An ice cream parlor.
Okay.
And there's a nice field of wildflowers. Old people will stand there with their hands behind their back
and stare at them.
So true. And
they're thinking, you know what? I'd like to be buried there.
Mike, you embedded yourself with old people as soon as you went double nickels. You actually moved to an old folks community. You know about them.
And then you summer in a place that is rife with old people.
Well, that's not, but see, that's demographics. I think that I remember, and there are plenty of children around here too. So Maine is, you know.
Maine's for everyone.
Maine's the state I am. Florida, I live, as Oscar, you know, pointed out, I'm one step above a 55 and older.
If you want a proper title, Mike, that will sell, what you need to do is do what Carrie and I do for a game, is we will sometimes go not to watch, just to read the descriptions on the Hallmark movie channel. We'll be watching another show, but the description is always like a despondent Christmas card salesman meets the love of his life in a Vermont town. And then it's called, like, and this could actually work for your book, Forever Young. I think if you go jive with the title, but be sincere with the content.
Is Carla featured in the book?
I'm not sure.
Make her be the author pick.
Yeah.
This is more observatory satire, not satire, but comedy, about how people behave and how they shouldn't behave. Let me give you a great example.
Okay.
Rob kind of touched on it right there. If you want to be, not be an old person, you have to tap into pop culture.
Yes, be aware of it.
I will give old people, including myself, a free pass on music. because there's really nothing you can do about music. You are raised and more passionate about pop music when you are, you know, a young person. It's the nature of the beast.
And that's not a recent thing. That's for 100 years.
But movies, television, and, you know, there are still engaging programs that I love and I'm passionate about today. And I will even stop in on the action adventure genre, which is just so saturated our culture with movies. But you have to kind of at least pay a little bit of attention.
Gotta go to the
that.
Movies. Yeah. At least
you have to have either TV movies or something like that. But and then behavior. What irritates and annoys the elderly. I'm gonna compile a list of things that I observe because I just want to make sure.
If Carla is featured, you could go with the title "Old Fart, Young Tart."
It's great.
Thanks, Pony. I agree. It's great.
I think what Mike said at the front
of
the segment.
How about my second home? Why don't we call it that? Why don't we call
about a book?
Nicotine hooving. What?
I have a title for the book. I fired my producer. No, I think he wants to get away from the word fart.
Oh yeah,
that's not
No. So let me just finish the thought because I know that I'll get help and I don't mind help with this. This will be behaviors that I have to break myself of as well. I will give you the greatest single example of what I do. Hold on, wait a minute. I will give you the greatest single example of what I do that in order not to be an old fart, I have to stop doing.
What's that?
It's very simple. I do it on the show. Talking about my maladies. Because you can spend your entire lifetime having a discussion. It's ridiculous. And that's a habit that you develop. And
weather,
I have to break
health,
myself
and
of that
traffic
habit.
Should all be avoided as topics.
Weather can be simply small talk because you
only
have
on the
to
eight
say.
Pages. Like, you know, 18, 8, 28. Weather and traffic on the 8s. Nothing. Yeah. I'll be over here for the rest of the show. I deserve that.
Hey, I'm glad he's not writing a book.
So I think it could be a wonderfully funny
how about you,
and
title,
informative book.
Delaying the Inevitable.
No, thank you. Thank you. That's very nice though.
And the cover is just a hole in the ground.
The whole book is going to be a primer, kind of a Growing Old for Dummies where you don't
angle.
What?
Get under that big book. You need an in to big book.
It's probably grow done already.
The for dummies.
Dummies.
Yeah, older character.
Yeah, it's an easier sell.
Can I say this, though? The idea will be that this book will be not only something to laugh at, but maybe a little bit informative. And I will gather information. Like, let me give you the great example of my mom. My mom loved, you surround yourself with younger people, and it's a trite, it's a cliche, but it is absolutely true. That is very, very true.
I got it. Healthy aging for dummies. We got to come up with something better than that.
Well, of course.
This will not be a health book, as you can plainly see.
Staying young for dummies.
I cannot. It's just how not to be an old fart. Behavior patterns, and now I'm going to be in dangerous territory here.
Yeah, let's do it.
We have been around individuals who, for a variety of reasons, behaved older than even they were.
Mm.
Rob, am I clicking with you on this?
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Where it was just, and it was always there. There was impatience over things that really didn't matter.
Right.
Impatience over things that even I didn't get impatient about.
However, there was also a facet to that, is that not having, is it a curmudgeonly thing to have?
Curmudgeon's a great word. That's the word we're kind of on the same page.
To not have the patience for things you don't matter, but also to not have the sort of wherewithal to take it in control, to stay passive but be annoyed that nothing is changing.
Brilliant. Okay, now what Rob's saying, and I can make it clear. You get irritated,
right?
But you're not willing to do anything at all other than lay there to get the situation rectified.
You're the cranky follower.
Waiting in a restaurant
where
there are a lot of people there. You're going to be just like, you're going to exhale. You're going to harumph. You're going to sit there.
Passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah, the big
breath.
You're
going to stand in one place and not move.
Right.
Yes. Like,
because
they need to
that
be led.
Would be helpful. Right? You need to be led. Yes. You need to be led. Mm. That's a very big trait. There is the word.
They're
going to
stand in one place with their glasses on their forehead because that's what old people do.
And there's entitlement. There's entitlement.
Oh,
now, listen,
God, yes.
Can we clarify how old all of you guys are, just for context? Because I don't want people coming into this conversation.
I'm 58.
Like, what are you
mean
doing?
You don't want people saying that we're ageist?
No, you're actually trying to fight Father Time.
What do you mean? What, like, what's your point?
My point is this, is that you guys are trying to do a service as you're developing this book.
Right.
Right.
For people to stay
young. But you think
young.
People are going to take it the wrong way?
No, I'm just thinking if you walked in this conversation and you're listening on any of the radio stations.
Oh, you think we were just bashing old people?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're helping old people.
Hold Mike on. Is 58.
But, yes, I'm 46.
Rob is 56.
46.
But of all the people, I really count. I'm the old person here, so I count. I'm an old person.
I think
I am telling you, I know
you're
people.
You're not
open
old,
the
though.
Window and say Oscar, I matter. God damn it!
But you're Oscar, not old,
Oscar. There are people 4 or 5 years younger than I am that I see behave like
this. Oh yes,
yeah. I am saying.
Oh, that
avoid
is sad.
It.
There are people
that embrace it. They love it.
And then
it.
There was a guy that I played golf with down in Cocoonville who was, I had no idea, was 68. Now, he didn't look all that young, mm-hmm. but I didn't know he was 68. I didn't know that he was knocking on 70's door. And the fact is, he was so vibrant and engaged and young thinking and joking. And I was stunned when I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great example of somebody's now it can go in waves. You can get him like that at one moment, then you see him in another moment, like maybe that evening when he's out with his wife at Joe's Crab Shack, you know, and he's going,
like
that. Another
that
thing
could
here's
be
another,
the, that could be the wife.
Here's another, but here there would be a chapter on wives,
yes,
because another thing, another key, here's another tell.
Yes.
These are just random thoughts, I'll put them all together,
yeah.
But another chapter would be when dining at home or out of doors, or you know, out at a restaurant. Out of doors. When dining on the rolls that you've thrown into your backyard. That
I enjoy dining in of doors in climate control.
Yeah.
I'll when be dining, over here blowing on my soup.
When dining with your significant other, you must engage in conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You
That's
cannot
true.
Sit down and silently endure. How many times have you been into the restaurant where you see that couple? They don't have to necessarily be elderly, but lots of them are.
Yes.
Because they've been together a long time. And there is silence the entire time. It is, I think, one of the great, great traits. The only time that I have that experience with my wife is when we are fighting.
Okay.
And you know that these people aren't doing it because they're fighting. They're just doing it because they do
because
it every
single night. Because they passively dislike each other.
Yes.
That might be it.
And
so
Michael, go
one.
Back to what you said before. Someone who must be led, I won't right. divorce because it's too hard.
Yeah, well, that you're probably, yeah. you've always felt, you felt that way 6 months into your
yeah,
marriage.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I
yeah.
made a mistake, but I'm just going to stay with it.
Yeah, and you carry, as far as talking, Carrie won't shut up.
But of course, when it comes to divorce, in that case, some might say, I have a tremendous work ethic.
You got a group discount.
That's right.
I got a group
Groupon.
Discount. Yeah, but you don't know it at the time. I wish that discount was retroactive.
Something
somebody call
from Kirkland. It's a 3-pack.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody call Wachovia right now and say, "Hey, we got a big truck coming." What? It's Mike O'Mara's rebate, everybody. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
gentlemen. Thank you all for coming. I know you have parishes, flocks, and temples making enormous demands on your time, but I'm sure you appreciate also the great masses of humanity look to pictures for information and uplift and, yes, entertainment. Here at Capitol Pictures, as you know, an army of technicians and actors and top-notch artistic people are working hard to bring to the screen the story of the Christ. It's a swell story. A story told before, yes, but we like to flatter ourselves that it's never been told with this kind of distinction and panache.
Perhaps, sir, you forget it's telling in the Holy Bible.
Quite right, Patriarch. The Bible, of course, is terrific.
Well, the nature of Christ is not quite as simple as your photoplay would have it.
How so, Father?
It's not the case simply that Christ is God or God Christ.
You could say that again. The Nazarene was not God.
He was not God.
He was a man.
Part God.
No, sir.
Rabbi, all of us have a little bit of God in us, don't we?
Well, it's the foundation of our belief that Christ is most properly referred to as the Son of God.
I'm not sure I follow, Padre.
Young man, you don't follow for a very simple reason. These men are screwballs. God has children? What, and a dog? A collie, maybe? God doesn't have children. He's a bachelor and very angry.
No, he used to be angry.
What, he got over it?
You worship the God of another age.
Who has no love.
Not true. He likes Jews.
God loves everyone.
God is love.
God is who is.
This is special. Who isn't who is?
Gentlemen, my question is our depiction fair?
I have seen worse.
There's nothing to offend a reasonable man.
Well, the motion picture teleplay was respectful and exhibited tastefulness and class.
Who made you an expert all of a sudden?
And what do you think, Rabbi?
I haven't an opinion.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're breathing, emanating, and spewing forth from the nation's capital and Pfeiffer Studios for your humble entertainment. For our humble desire to bring you... The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on the air, on demand, and we are heard 24/7 now. We don't talk about it enough. I don't think we scream it from the mountaintop enough. We're on the new TMOS app, which
great
we are
app.
very, very 14 years in the making, updated, and you can update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and our app, created and assisted in large part by a good friend, Tomo, Todd Moore,
woo!
Who I'd love to get on the show sometime, put this thing together for us, all and right. Worked hard with Pony and with Oscar, and it's really, really terrific, and especially on Wide Open Wednesday tomorrow.
Yes.
You can call us right from the app, and we'd love to hear from you. So check it out and update our brand new 24/7 app. You can get it all day, every day. We
yes.
appreciate it. Our show today brought to you by Texture. Summertime is a great time for magazines, you know that, but you can't take a bag with your beach towels and your sunscreen and your beverages of choice and load it up with 50 magazines. So, but you can take your smart device and read your magazine content on your smartphone or your tablet.
You'd bring it anyway.
That's right.
You've got it. Right.
Now there's Texture. Texture, the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture gives you access to every magazine under the sun for less than a few individual subscriptions. It's fantastic. And it's addictive. And once you got it, you're never going to give it up because it's that good. It's totally searchable. Daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features. Texture, normally $9.99 a month. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you will get your magazine content for 14 days for free with
wow.
your free trial. Texture, one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. So start your free trial right now. Go to Texture. They're offering our listeners 14 days free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more. All the magazines, over 200
of them. Can I issue a challenge to our listeners? A
yes.
lot of them have vacation coming up, right?
Yes.
They're going to take a week, 10 days, go to the beach, do all that stuff.
Yes.
Some of them might work 4 days a week.
Go and get this Texture app, and you've got magazines for your entire vacation. Free. Just try it out. You're going to love it.
Boom, bam.
Yeah. You're going to love it. Before I get into the body of the show,
yes.
I promised yesterday we would dive into Oscar's world and also everything all right?
No, I'm talking to Pony. I can't see you, Mike, because Pony's making all
boom.
About himself.
Yeah. The
yes.
booms.
Yes.
The booms.
I like to see you.
It's the microphone
the
bloom.
Is this the line that I yeah. go to you at?
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
I come right on this on
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you look like the House of Wax right now.
Yes.
Oscar, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
That's the way they do it on CNN when they're looking at the anchor person. Hello. I'm
yeah,
David Gergen.
That's how they do it.
That's how they...
With an overbite.
If I was like in one of those split four-screen pictures, I'd be going... I wouldn't be able... Like, if I was, especially if it was a point counterpoint and
yeah.
I was arguing with somebody, I couldn't resist by going...
Yeah, the way Chevy Chase used to do.
Yeah.
Stand by.
There's only one guy. I watch a lot of CNN. There's only one guy that kind of does it, but he kind of doesn't. His name, oh God, Jeffrey Toobin. He's their legal analyst, yeah. and he has an expressive face.
Toobin.
Where a lot of them, don't emote enough. So
yes.
That's fun. But anyway, my point is, I was supposed to get to you guys today. I want to dive right in.
Sure.
First of all, with Rob Spiewak's Suburbia, because it's summertime And Oscar, we all know that things start to heat up in the suburbs.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
We put the rocks out in the yard and the swinging
there
begins.
There is a dynamic that's changing. Is that Rob's best friends used to be his kids. Now they're becoming teenagers and they want nothing to do with him.
It's true.
You know, they see the light.
Hey. Hey.
You know, well, no, you're experiencing what all parents experience.
Actually, there's been a, if we were to graph it right now, Julia is coming down from her ultra teenagery sort of mode, and she's more fun to be with. Robert is now at the sort of apex.
Yeah, spending a lot of time behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the real transition will occur when they are probably out of college. Because that's when they'll really hate me. Yeah.
After college, will they hate me or will they like me?
No, my daughters. I have the broken home thing.
Well, I'm Mike. I also come from a broken home.
Hold on a second.
You're a better father. You don't have a broken home. You are a better father to those girls than I've ever seen dads that live in houses be.
I would rather have. I don't know if I have enough contact. That's what I would say.
Oh,
I mean, my daughter comes in a week from today and will be with me through the middle part of August. That may be an absolute record for the amount of time that I've spent.
Is this Catherine or Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Oh, and very nice.
As far as the actress.
Yes.
I don't know where the hell she is.
I saw a picture of her at Coney Island.
She was figuring out
spy report.
Mid-June, she was working on her plan, and I don't know what her plan is because my sister, for some reason, constantly asked me, will Catherine be up here at the beginning of August? Because that's when we, that's when Nana gets the permanent bath. You know what I mean?
Where we put her what's on the invite?
Where we put her in the bait. Nana's here with me now.
The scattering of the ashes.
Nana is on my mantle right now. I talked to Nana over the weekend. I had a long, long conversation with her, and her urn that she picked out is sitting on my my mantle.
I don't know if I'm overstepping. You can tell me to shut up. You've done it in the past. Will all of the ashes go into the bay, or will you save some in the urn?
We haven't really discussed it, but I would assume all of them. I don't necessarily want to keep stuff.
Okay. I mean, some people, it's a big deal.
It's a thought. I hadn't thought about
it. Did you complain to Nana about Ann Dowd and how people didn't care about her?
Yeah.
I think I may have had a discussion about Ann Dowd.
Mm-hmm.
Because she'd be very engaged with it. And by the way, unlike my cousins and me and my sister and everybody up here, she would have been able to answer the question
that is true.
60 seconds.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were discussing
and
it last night.
And you could ask if she saw the play with the nudity in it.
And which I believe is true.
Okay.
She could tell the story about Hartford Stage where she showed up. But this is about you. So I want to find out about you
and suburbia. I didn't see
suburbia.
The play.
Okay. This is what fascinated me. Yesterday morning, you told me that you went to a block party.
Yes.
In your neighborhood. Now, the first question I have about this, even if you're not tight with your neighbors, I think the concept of a block party is extremely cool.
I love the idea. There was only one sort of thing that would trip it up. There was an off chance in the week. Carrie's sister was on standby to be a flight attendant for an international trip to Germany. And Carrie had a chance to go to Germany and Berlin. No, I'm sorry,
Munich.
Are you
looking for German music?
No, I'm not. She was getting Oscar Wilde.
I asked him to mute so I could actually cough.
Yeah.
Mike, any movement doesn't mean that. See, that's super easy. That's
see?
All I can do.
All I can do is mute.
That's all he has to do.
Yeah.
I just have to digress one more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're actually, I saw on one of the broadcast sites that we look at, there's a pretty cool little, set of four buttons where you can actually, route your microphone through there, you know,
cough button.
A cough button.
We have one right here.
They're pretty simple, right? They're pretty simple to install.
We have to cut into this fiberglass. So I was like,
And it's rock. It's not fiberglass.
Yeah, it's actually rock.
It's rock.
Can't just sit it up on the top and duct tape it onto the table.
Hold it in your hand.
Do it like that.
Like a fidget spinner.
I have the luxury of controlling my own board up here. So if I want to do it, I can go.
Solid Ustream.
I'm all better now.
Day. Good.
You were saying, Rob.
I was saying there was an option. that Carrie was going to get 3 or 4 days in Munich with her sister and a friend for like $40, right?
Wow.
But that was going to step on the block party. And the thing that was bad, Carrie knows all the neighbors' names, just their first names. I don't. Yeah, I can say hi to them, and that's cool, and I know what houses they match up to, but I don't know their names. I said, Carrie, I can't do the block party without you. I can't do it because I don't know their names.
So you can't go to Munich without the block party?
No. So Carrie, actually, the Munich thing didn't work out, so everything was fine.
Oh,
so
that
was
the only
stumbling block that could have happened. Other than that, I'm all for it.
Finding that skill, it is a skill that I don't possess that I wish I had, and I hate it. I hate not retaining names.
Yeah.
And I think if you retain a name, it is power. Did you get any of that in your NBA thing? When they talked about knowing names and stuff like that.
No, they teach you that just as far as manners are concerned when you're younger, Mike.
Oh, and understand.
But to be fair,
but Mike, it does go away.
That I love those answers.
It goes away as we age, doesn't it?
I bet. Say about me, I love getting my balls busted.
I bet you, like me, at age 25, you were great with names. And you could do it. But now we're older and we can't.
Everybody has to know your name because you are on the radio and you are who you are. It's easier to not care about other people's names when you're meeting a zillion people at every event.
I don't know whether I don't doubt for a second that might be play a part in it, but I've been doing it. I've been bad at it for so long. And, you know, Monday night is our big go down to the water, hang out with our neighbors. That's our big thing down at the falls down here. And we all hang out and they have little music and everybody brings a picnic and they set up picnic tables. And I'm just, and I see other people.
Hey, just, champ. What up, chief?
It's terrible.
How you doing, friend?
What's going on, doctor?
It's not cool.
Doctor.
So, but I don't know whether it is.
There is a technique. You say the name.
Being a slacker, or whether it's just not. Some people just don't have the technique for it.
You could say the name when you meet the name. You're like, I meet you. Mike O'Mara. I was like, Mike O'Mara, nice to meet you, right? Like, so those small techniques help in the long run.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, that's true. I still remember one of the ladies that's that was in politics, and I think she's fascinating. She's an older lady, and I think she's one of the coolest old ladies that I've ever had a chance to meet, and I always remember her name. And but everybody else, I'm bad at it, and Rob, you are too. And these are people that you live. But, you know, outside of your next-door neighbors, it's probably pretty hard in a community like you live in.
Yeah,
right?
So that's a little tough. But Carrie was there to, pardon me, help me out with that.
What's the demographics? You got blacks, whites, Latinos. What do you got
on
your
block? Yeah, what is the demo in your neighborhood? Now,
right now, it is a white favoring mix.
Sounds delicious.
A white favoring.
A white favoring.
White supremacy on his block.
No.
Oh, they don't want that music, Mike. They do not want that music. More like a march.
No, it's not a march.
Right.
We have a few other demographics.
What do you mean, like Middle Eastern?
Yeah, we have an Arabian family. A beautiful Saudi Arabian family.
The Saudis, oil money.
That's wonderful, though. That's eclectic.
Yeah, and it's nice. And you know what?
We don't have a Somali family.
We
at
have
one point.
At one point, and yes. Oh, and he's back. He's in McLean. I hope to see Jabril soon, back from his boarding school. But apparently, very busy, as he sort of blew me off via text, and I realized that Jabril is now 18 and probably doesn't have a lot of use for Mr. Rob anymore.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's
can't hang out
also
with
that,
white guy
you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree as far as ingratitude. I'm sorry. You won't say it. I will say that. You know, you practically raised the kid and Nursey Wonder, you know, traveling the globe looking for her next man.
His mom.
You know, basically blowing you off. God. I'm right, am I not?
Mike.
Am I saying something that needs to be said?
It's absolutely true, and we should highlight the fact
she's
that
she's always been pleasant.
Took care of this young man.
How about the dollars spent?
How about the PB&Js, the bags
food?
Of Doritos.
Well, all
the trips,
I know
the vacations,
Dominion,
the trips down
to the tater tots.
And HBS.
What
you know?
I love.
I mean, my God.
I will always remember Jabril calling me one night at the home, and he said, "Hi, Mr. Rob." I said, "Hey, Jabril, what's up?" And people should know Jabril is Robert's best friend.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time at my house when he was growing
up.
They were a neighbor. And he said, "How you doing?" I said, "Good. How are you doing this Sunday night?" He says, "Well, it's getting kind of dark and there's nothing to eat at my house. Can I come over?"
And
we essentially did. We played a big role in his growing up. So
now
he ought to be
blows
I
you off.
That,
no emojis.
No emojis.
I hope that when he gets to a certain age, that he's the type of human being that will actually have some memory to maybe call on the memories of what you did for him, which
was
a tremendous amount.
I will say this. Jabril is very strong.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Just like in The Blind Side,
yeah,
Mike.
You got that duh factor, too.
Sweet kid, though. Not a mean bone in his body.
Is the mother still in the neighborhood, or is she?
Oh yeah, she's living in McLean, and that's who he's with. Because he's going to school at the George School, which is a.
But she's not living in your neighborhood anymore.
No, no, no. She's moved to Tyson's Corner area in a tiny apartment.
Okay.
Because she doesn't have to care for him anymore. He's
away.
Boarding school.
He's away.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Oh, that's right. Boarding school.
Yeah. The George School.
She's. Okay, I get it. Well, you know,
now,
what?
The father is in Somalia still, right?
There, well, you know, Terry and I have never been able to figure out the exact father situation. Right. There's a birth father and a father that, I guess, raised him, but he's
not
there.
That's you.
And yeah, and then there's me. So I don't know what the situation is.
So he's not an American citizen? Anyway, let's take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey! Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Pretty good.
Hello.
Pretty good.
The best thing about TMOS listeners, they're like family. A big, dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family. So if you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it might be right here. So think of all the members of your extended TMOS family that you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Mara Show get your message out so thousands of like-minded folks can hear it and act on it. Here's a note for this. If you're sending us a request for this and you'd like to advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show, we can't sell you half a commercial.
No.
Thank you. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread your word. Fact is, we sell our products here at TMOS.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And if you've got something that, you know, you see people occasionally on Facebook now that'll talk about somebody that's starting something of a business that they want to get the word out.
Like someone wrote in and wants an opinion. Parents of yours truly and of you actually in Maine, and we talked about it briefly. Yeah,
talked about it. We might be doing it, so we're very excited about
that. He can work on Fridays, people know that.
What? Yeah, it's very nice, Oscar. Very nice.
Yeah, sometime later this summer. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're definitely considering all our options.
Yeah. By the way,
you can actually do the appearance while the show is on the air.
That's true.
So working on staying here through September, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Talking Mrs.
What
O'Mara
about
into
school?
Talking Mrs. O'Mara.
Carla
into
graduated.
The delayed enrollment of my little guy because it's still preschool.
Yeah,
so
and, you
it doesn't
know,
really
yeah, it's
matter.
Wishy-washy.
Yeah.
So
it's daycare.
And I want to stay here because I talked to my buddy Ben, my cousin Ben last night, who's getting hitched in September, and I want to combine the trip down south with stopping at his Massachusetts wedding.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Sweet.
Ben, I love you. It was great talking to you. Teddy
Congrats.
Gave me the phone. Great to hear your voice. Sorry you're not making it up here this summer. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I'm glad to know that you're extending your stay up there because I think September is probably the most beautiful time up there, is it not?
Well, no, it was important to me, and it's an epic journey, to say the very least.
Understood.
And not a bad idea to break up that journey a little bit on the way south. So, getting back to Leesburg,
right.
You're in the multicultural hamlet of Leesburg. It is suburbia, USA.
It is. It is a neighborhood that suits us very well, so much that when we first moved to Leesburg, we rented a house.
Yeah.
And when we moved literally 500 yards away. We stayed in the same neighborhood. We liked it that much. So this block party, we have, there's a pipe stem.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
I love this conversation.
What do you like about it?
I like.
They don't like change.
They favor whites.
No, stop it, Pony.
No, I have to say, Leesburg, I think he's
very,
established.
Very multicultural.
It's a melting pot now,
yes.
Pony.
The melting pot.
Yeah.
So it's not that, but it is absolute suburbia.
I love its convenience to the studio.
Okay. All right. That's, you know, I just sort of said yes, and I wasn't paying attention.
True. It is. There's everything you need is out there. The people are great. And I think is far enough away that it's not quite, it doesn't have quite the urgency of living closer into the city. There's still
Once you get there, it's okay.
Yeah, but it's not like being in Arlington or Falls Church or one of the suburbs that is actually adjacent to the District
of
Columbia.
Would it be safe to say, because I lived in that area.
Yeah.
Would it be safe to say that within 20 minutes, you're driving out probably in some of the most beautiful country in the state?
Absolutely. We have access.
Accurate?
We have access to mountains.
There's no Five Guys out there. He's not going out there.
Hey, we were
he
there.
He never drives out there, but it's beautiful country.
If you needed to go, you could go out there.
I want you to know we moved to Leesburg 5 years before Five Guys got there.
Oh.
Yeah, they followed me.
What about Costco?
Costco was there already.
I'll tell you how I discovered that beautiful country. Do you know how I discovered that beautiful country?
How?
When I was driving to the casino.
Yeah, we're close to a casino.
It's true.
Yeah.
Casinos out in West Virginia.
And you got to drive through the mountains. It's a gorgeous
Mike, they're
drive.
Drying up. MGM's taking them all down.
Really?
I saw this big story in the Post, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that they're...
The Charlestown's not going to go under because of MGM.
They're not going to go under right away. But
I hope it doesn't diminish the quality of the experience.
What's nicer? Is MGM or Charlestown nicer? I haven't been to Charlestown.
I will tell you this, that even from far away, being gone for nearly 3 years now, not being involved there, I will tell you, I would go to Charlestown in a heartbeat and not go to that asshole MGM.
Oh, at least MGM
stink-a-thon.
Right now MGM has a newish sort of presentation.
Yes.
I think the new has already that's a piece of toilet paper that's already been through the crevasse.
It's made the journey.
He's very passionate about this.
I had a terrible night there. And you guys remember Oscar, when you gave it the first review, you slammed it. I said it's not
Las Vegas. Right?
No,
it's
no.
Not MGM.
By far
no,
not.
No, but I've had big wins in both casinos.
Is it better than West Virginia is the question.
I think it is.
Let's ask this question. Who among us is the supreme degenerate gambler? You're looking at it,
right? Of course.
You're
the
guy.
I will tell you that I am much, much more... What did you say? You're the best.
No, you're the guy.
You're the guy. You're the best degenerate gambler.
I'm the best degenerate gambler ever. I like the small, intimate little casinos better than the behemoths outside of Vegas. In Vegas, you want the big, you want Aria. You want the really shiny, new, fantastic lounges off
the... Cosmopolitan.
But MGM is just a wannabe.
Well, you see,
terrible.
It's tough for me to make a comparison, too, because when I went to Charlestown, it was like a Wednesday afternoon. Yeah. And when I went to MGM, it was a Saturday night. So you got two different presentations as well.
Right.
In Arizona, they have the smallest casino. It almost feels like you'd walk into a teepee hut. And
it
then
is
just
so small, Mike. The slot machines only have two reels. Small, Arthur.
It really is like a little ballroom. And it just was so much fun. Just a little guy.
I like the old ones. Like if you go to what it used to, I think it's the Las Vegas Hotel now. Used to be the Hilton and the International.
Oh, where Elvis
used to perform.
But that's a great little casino. Small and dark and really old school. I like that.
They filmed over the top there.
In Vegas, I like the new and the shiny. In Vegas, the newer the better. That's the way I feel about Vegas.
Well, they can take their money. You can take your money so much faster at those places.
But the one outside of D.C., the MGM, I just think it's just so overcrowded.
Have you been to the one in Anne Arundel County?
Yes, Maryland Live.
Yes, how is that?
I'm a degenerate gambler. I've been to all of it. I've been to the one up off 95 that's up over like the Susquehanna River. That one I've been to.
The horseshoe?
How do they rank?
The only one I haven't been to is the one at the racetrack in Delaware, Dover.
Oh, okay. Well,
Dover Downs.
I haven't been to that one.
Doesn't 95 corridor get close to that? You'll be making that trip.
And by the way, next week there's a trip to the airport in Bangor, and there's one up there.
Oh, that's right.
Don't lose your cell phone.
That's right.
I'll be picking people up extra early. Getting back to Leesburg.
Dad, your cell phone appears to be in the river.
In the elevator of the casino.
Such a degenerate. Such a terrible degenerate. It's horrible. So you had why am I talking to you about Leesburg?
Because we had the block party over the weekend.
Get to the point already.
Right, Oscar. I apologize for derailing the conversation.
Yeah, I'm like, my God, can Oscar interrupt you anymore?
So we have like a little courtyard and a pipe stem that's our street, right? And I think there's about 14 houses on our street.
Nice.
And I think about 10 of them represented at the block party.
Oh, wow.
And an Evite went out.
Are they attached?
Yes, they are, emotionally.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm listening, Rob.
Go ahead.
So we got the Evite. We volunteered for what we were going to bring. Carrie signed us up for hot dogs.
You guys
She's a worker bee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She is a worker bee.
Go to the freezer downstairs, get the hot dogs.
No, no, no. Bought some good stuff. Bought some Hebrew National, top of the line. Fresh rolls. Brought
a
box.
That's not a no, no, no. That's as minimal an effort as can possibly be expended.
Spare no expense.
I had nothing to do with it. I was just assigned to do it. But
How
wait.
How long in the aisle were you?
Oh,
5 minutes.
Mike, I checked the dates. But I also bought a three-pack of Heinz ketchup, mustard, and relish. And I believe relish is where you take the extra step.
That's incredible.
It is. And that's when people said, thank Christ, you're our neighbor. But
hold on. Were hot dogs an option?
Hot dogs, I don't know. I was just assigned. I was told to get hot dogs. Then I said, Carrie, what about drinks? And she says, well, I was not asked about drinks. I assume if we want beer, we should bring beer for ourselves. I said, no, you don't bring beer for yourself. You bring beer for everybody. So I went out and I bought a case of Landshark beer, which I thought
That is classy. Generous. I give you a round of applause for that one. That's terrific.
Which I think is a great middle of the road. It's not, you know, Miller Lite, and it's not some sort of fancy IPA.
What was the flavor? Because I might take your
Landshark.
Lead on this.
Landshark. It's a Budweiser product, but it's not.
I got also the fan coming over tomorrow. Landshark. I'm going to do that.
So I put it on ice that morning, so it's ice cold. Got a cooler on wheels and a bottle opener. And so we get to the party. It's supposed to start at 5. We get there at like 5:10. They're set up. There's two grills blazing. The hot dogs go on. The burgers go on. And nobody has anything to drink in their hands. They're just all standing around. And I said, well, this won't do. So I'm the first person to crack a beer and offer a beer to a couple people. Beers start going around. My favorite neighbor, his name
is... If you hadn't brought beer, were there be any beverages there?
There was no beer brought mine.
Someone had to break the ice.
And so what's great is my favorite neighbor, his name is Ryan. It turns out he's Julia's boss at the Italian ice stand. I've talked about him in the past. Okay. He said...
Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan. He says, hey... I said, what? He said, you're drinking. I said, absolutely. It's going to make this a lot more fun. He said, thank God I've been hiding this bottle of scotch. And he pulled it
scotch
out of his pocket.
I love him already.
And so I said, oh, scotch. Man, we're going. And then the lady sees him with scotch, and she says, I'll be right back. And she comes back with cognac. And I said, cognac at a cookout? I said, cognac. This is fantastic. So then the party.
Scotch is a stretch. Cognac's unheard of.
I know, right? And I was like, and I said, and so the case of beer, I made
hold
notes.
Hold on a second. Was it Courvoisier?
I did not know the brand.
Okay, I'm just saying.
So if I were to make any corrections for next year's block party, this is like our fourth, right?
More hypnotic?
I would say, yes, we're all going to do Molly. No, the two changes are this. It needs to be on a Saturday instead of a Sunday. It needs to be an hour later because of the sun exposure, and we need about three times more beer. So, but the drinking, there's more to the drinking. We need to break, but the crux of the drinking is key to the next story that involves the block
party. That's the real reason Rob's telling this story. I remember that. Okay. Rob's got like a neighbor that wigged out, which is going to be a lot of fun. That's the whole reason we're talking about.
And
Lee's
you know what? We've discussed this neighbor before.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
that should
is.
Be fun. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's drunk neighbor right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on More Broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
Still
Welcome
my
back
favorite.
To the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Shopping on Amazon, nothing to be ashamed of. Not if you do it the right way.
Do it right.
Shop through our website and be proud. When you buy something on Amazon.com, say something. Show a little pride. Rob's got another one for you. Yes, Oscar, do you want to jump in
Let me just
that?
Add this. I ran the numbers for mid-month. We are behind our average.
That sucks.
Yes. Come on, folks. Show a little
pride.
Are
you kidding me after all this?
Mike, I think when you say we're doing pretty well, people stop doing pretty well.
All right, then I'm never saying that again.
All right.
You suck.
Most of them suck.
Get over to your computer. Do it today.
But Mike, I love Liz Carter.
But before we do that, let me just
correct.
I don't want to diminish the people that have already supported it. We just need more of you to today.
Yes.
Buy something on Amazon and go through the Mike O'Mara Show page. Please. Thank
Please.
You. Let's spotlight our buy something, say something person today. And disregard from that fact that I said suck.
I love Liz Carter. She is a dog sport professional and buys all of her dog stuff through our Amazon link on our webpage. I'll just give you some of the things she's bought. 300 yards of 3-inch black gaffers gave two GoPro cameras, a screwdriver to repair the GoPro camera. A GoPro carry case.
She doesn't have to use the screwdriver to repair her dog.
No. The dogs are perfect working order. Okay. A Noggle air conditioner extender, discs, computer stuff. In the last month, she has spent $1,004.38. I love you, Liz Carter.
Is a Noggle the brand of air conditioner, or is that a part of the dog?
I think the Noggle is actually something from Harry Potter, isn't it?
Hello, I'm John O'Hurley. And now, note the way the great standard poodle in the working dog category stands straight over his Noggle. Straight right over to your computer with your head held high and shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show fan page. Not the fan page!
Absolutely
not.
I have
the fan page up here.
Website.
It's MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Shopping Amazon.com that way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. You are the water in our financial sprinkler system.
Nice.
Yes.
One of the nozzles
is broken.
That's right. The Noggle.
The Noggle is broken.
Shop Amazon and access it via TMOS. I want to see a better report by the end of the month.
Yeah. You're not helping yourselves, folks.
Come on,
do
don't
better.
Be a tick.
Yeah, come
right,
on.
Back to Leesburg.
Okay.
So the
party is going and it's fine. It's great.
Okay.
Everybody is talking.
You're killing.
I've talked to everybody there.
Yes.
There's even a little shtick going on. I might not know their names, but I know their personalities. We're talking about things about our neighborhood that are great. And then I realize I sit down and who sits by me, but do you remember, and I've talked about her in the past, neighbor across the street, Gladys Kravitz.
The shut-in.
Yes.
Behind the screen.
The one who has talked to me from behind the screen before. The one that asked Carrie for a phone number that she could call that I would not answer. The one that hates me because I do not sit on my front steps to hand out Halloween candy. Mm. I make the kids come up the steps because I think that's part of the deal.
She is a problem.
She is. She always has been a problem, and she does not like me, which I can't wrap my head around. Well, she sits next to me and starts talking, and she's got herself a red Solo cup. I fill you up.
Were you able to figure out the flavor?
No, because it was in a solid colored cup, although...
Yeah, the red Solo cup.
Invariably, what I saw leaned vodka. And, you know, I'm not going to point any fingers. My recycle bin clinks when I put it out, but so does hers. And loud.
Right.
All right.
Got it.
Clink, 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 clink. There's bottles in there. So she is talking and getting more and more circular in her discussions. This was not the topic, but let's just say we're talking about Aquafina water. I see it right in front of me. And she would say, I think Aquafina water is great. And I'll say, it really, really is. And she'll say, but you know what? What? It's great. What's great? Aquafina water. You know what water I drink? What?
Right.
Aquafina water. It's great.
Cell damage occurring.
Exactly. Right. So she has been altered, but I can't get out of the conversation because Carrie, it's now 2 hours into the party, and Carrie had to leave to pick Julia up at work.
Right.
And what I didn't realize is what was going to be a 2-minute errand, Julia had to go to Target. So it turns out Carrie has been gone for like 35 minutes. And I'm stuck with Kravitz here. And she's continuing to talk about Aquafina and telling me how great it is.
Can I ask something about Kravitz, please?
Yes, please.
Is Kravitz single?
This comes into play later in the story. At this point in the story, I thought she was married.
Mm. Okay, there was like a Mr. Kravitz?
There is,
somewhere?
And I've talked to him, and he's a great guy.
All right. So
he's
a good
guy.
There are a couple.
Right. He's not at the cookout. It didn't mean much to us. But she keeps talking about Aquafina.
Is he antisocial?
No, he's great.
Okay.
But he doesn't get out a lot because he's got the ball and chain. So she says, hey, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom. I said, go ahead. I'll be here when you get back.
Okay.
And so she goes into the house and comes back quickly. Almost.
Are you standing or are you sitting?
At this point, I'm sitting because we all brought chairs, right?
Not standing, let's be honest.
All right, yeah, let's be honest, Oscar. Yeah. So she comes back in what I think is probably a shorter amount of time required to go to the bathroom, but the solo cup is full again.
Ah. So she
didn't really. I don't think she went to the bathroom. I think she hit the refill, and then she's. And the thing about Awkwafina is that I've always.
But what is
known
she really was, talking? But do you remember what she was really talking?
We're
about?
We're talking about our kids, but she's talking about her kid, okay. And I'm trying to derail.
Does she
it.
Love her kid?
Loves her kid.
Okay,
it was positive.
Yes, and there are things about any kid that are not positive, but she's just repeating the same thing. Over and over and over again.
Because she's loaded.
Yeah, she's loaded. This is a good kid. I said, yeah, my kids are good too. She said, yeah, but my kid is good. And I said, yep. And
how old's your kid?
Is his name Mongo?
Her kid just graduated a couple of years.
His good little ass.
Yeah, he runs, digs.
Yeah.
So
he's got a forehead just like a drive-in movie theater. But he's a good
Mike! Her kid is just a little older than Julia, and her kid just graduated. So
he can run and dig.
Run and dig. But we've watched the child grow up. And yeah, truth of the matter is, good kid. And Julia has been over to their house and vice versa.
Is there a reason at this point, as you're having this early conversation with this
and Carrie's still not back yet to rescue me, by the way.
To rescue, but you're having this conversation, it's going on and on. Is there a reason you feel that she is sharing this exuberance outside of the norm?
Where as someone who has drank a lot in the past and dealt with drunk people in the past,
her kid's on her mind.
She has locked in to a circular conversation and she can't get out. And also remember, she hates me. And
she does hate Rob.
And she won't let it go. And she says, you know, it's good to talk to you. And I said,
I hate that.
And I said,
that's when I sprint.
And I said, you know, it's nice to talk to you. She says, you don't talk a lot. You know where you talk? You talk on the radio.
Oh, my God.
If I had no filter, I would have gone, Carrie, come here. Wherever you are, be here now. She said, you're maybe even shy, but not when you're on the radio. And then she keeps calling it when you do your show on your Iowa page. I don't even know what that means. And the other great thing she kept saying is that her kid has a photogenic memory.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, my God.
So this goes on and on, and finally...
Takes a good picture, too. He's very photographed.
So I finally get Carrie back, and I feign some sort of excuse to get out of it and pawn her off on Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my favorite neighbors had already left because they have a young, and he just turned one, and he had to go down for the night.
Is Ryan with the scotch?
Yeah, it was Scotch Ryan. And Mrs. Scotch Ryan comes back because she had forgotten her. She had a nice metal thermal cup that she had been drinking out of, and she left it behind. She came back for it. I look over, and Gladys Kravitz is in tears hugging this woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a total breakdown at what should be the lightheartedest and the most small talkiest party of the season, a block party. These are people you all
by
know.
By the way, lightheartedness and small talkiest, those are Leesburg words.
They are. Yes. All right. And if you love Leesburg.
In other regions of D.C., they will say the most lighthearted and chattiest. But
Leesburg, you will say
the most lightheartedness and talkiest.
We are folksy. And so
you look over and she's hugging a neighbor.
Hugging a neighbor and crying. And I had been talking to her not 5 minutes ago, so she took the turn and took the turn hard.
What kind of cry is it?
I can't hear, but I see tears and I see a constricted face. You know how you get when you cry, Mike? Yeah, exactly. Great day for
sobbing.
You too. She's. I don't think she's gotten to the sobbing yet, because sobbing to me would be. But she's talking, her face is constricted, and she's crying.
But your Schadenfreude is, you're curious.
Well,
you
I'm curious and also delighted that I'm not there for that, because I missed it by like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that nobody wants to be part of that.
And so I look to Carrie. Carrie has already spotted this, looks at me and gives me the kind of look where her eyebrows go way, way up her head. Yeah, like, what's all this then? And I said, well, I think we should help clean up these tables and chairs. And I said, Carrie, let's get the F out of here. And I even said the word. And so we got everything put away and we get back to the house. And right away, I text the Ryan's family and I say, had a great time. Hope to see you in a smaller setting where you can have a few drinks in the near future. And by the way, WTF Gladys Kravitz. And the wife replied, spit my water out. Don't know. Think it has to do with the husband leaving.
And that was leaving.
Yeah, and that we did not know about. So a lot of it has come together.
Any intel yet?
No, but we will find out once we have the Scotch family over.
Yeah, so they can mock her.
No. So we can help her. But help her do what?
If you can't have naked cruelty about the neighbors, who can you? Is there any of this?
Any of what? Not that I saw, but I would say there could be a chance. Might have been a couple extra flushes across the courtyard.
So it seems like the husband is split?
Seems like it. And it's odd because no one in my household knew about it. And it is a small street. So did not know anything about it. I hope that it all works out for them. And whenever there's a kid involved, you want that to work out. Yeah,
in your years in that neighborhood, it's always been my experience that in neighborhoods where there is close proximity and a lot of social activities, like block parties, pool parties, that type of thing, there's a, you know, especially in a younger demographic, there's a lot of fornicating that goes on. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, it's a fornicating situation.
There's not much fornicating in the neighborhood, and there is zero fornicating in my home. So there's absolutely none of it going on.
So you know, Becky's not, sneaking over to John's house.
No, I don't see any of that at all. No, but if you want to talk about sex, there's a lot of sex because there was probably 8 toddlers at the party, all between 1 and 2 years old.
Are you skewing older?
We definitely skew older in the neighborhood. There's 3 that I would say are in my demographic, and the rest are in the 25 to 30 demographic.
Oh, nice. So,
but you know what? I will say this, as a rule, all of my neighbors were awesome. They're very cool. Love it.
Well, that's nice. And what was the total of people at the party?
I would say when it crested, 30.
For a block party, it's not bad.
I mean, because we got a small block. If you're looking at 14 houses.
No fights or anything like that? I thought, you just saw her crying?
Just Carrie and me.
It's Leesburg, Mike.
No. Did the husband split? That's what happened?
This is why we got to get the Scotch couple over and find the details, because they said they got the intel. So there's more to come. But
she didn't say anything about it to you, though. Huh?
No. She was too busy talking about her kid. And
you're a big bear of a man.
Hey,
you're a big bear of a man. I really need some.
What are those hands doing now?
The scariest.
I bet. Do you have a really large? I bet you do. I bet you do.
I'm lonely.
I'm so lonely. Come over. Come over.
I got tater tots.
She was the scary lady. Left the neighborhood. The one that called me at 11 o'clock one night and said she heard a noise and wanted me to walk around her house. And when I answered her door, she had a knife. That was the scariest night in my neighborhood.
That's not Mrs. Kravitz.
No. This was the lady. This was an actual next door neighbor, and she was a mess, a hot mess, as the kids say.
Single?
She was divorced with a boyfriend, and at one point showed Carrie intimate pictures because she was into spanking play.
Real.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Weird. At the party.
Yeah.
Your kinks.
Yeah. Okay. Anime.
She was not. She was not at the block party.
All right. Now. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
I can't wait to visit. Now, getting out to.
I can't wait to visit.
We take you back into the city now. When last we checked, I asked Oscar yesterday. I said, "What's the status of the critter?" And apparently, all the tools that you talked about last week have not succeeded in getting the critter out of the chimney.
No, Mike. We've got a fly situation now. We had to seal up every crevice because it's now decomposing in our walls of our home.
And the larvae are starting to turn to flies.
Maggots. Shannon,
we have maggots
ran
in the
downstairs. Yeah. I want to say 4 days ago. This is week 4 of this animal being trapped and buried alive inside the wall, inside the chimney of our home.
When I hear fly, Mike, I think of Jeff Goldblum.
Well, isn't that special? All right, thank you. I don't want to interrupt. I'll get crap for it.
No big deal. by the sixth fly in the hour that she killed, I said, they're coming in from somewhere. I have to deal with this because all I hear is complaining. So I went and duct taped the flu shut because they were creeping in through there.
You duct taped the flu?
Yes.
From the inside of the chimney?
From the inside, because there's a little crack. It's an old flu,
Did you try, like, Raid or anything to kill the flies?
No, you got to... I can't get into where the larvae... They're probably just in that
But you
crevice.
Could get, like, liquid Raid and pour it down your chimney.
Knowing me, it'll pour right into my house.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not
Here's
messing
the thing.
That
the water.
Yeah. What killed Shannon?
As far as the flies go, right, a couple of flies lay their eggs in the corpse.
Yes.
Isn't that the way it happens?
Yes.
And then the maggots come.
Yes.
And then
Lower
after the maggots.
Activate.
And then after the maggots, the flies come.
Exactly.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
So if you look down your chimney and it looks like a bowl of wiggling rice, you've got trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
I know you've covered this, but my question would be, how did you... So your attempts to get the critter out failed, even though you could see the fur. You were never able to scrape it out.
Big furry ass. Weren't able to scrape it out.
And it was you determined it was a squirrel or a rat?
It's either a possum or a rat, one or the other.
Okay. And it's still there.
It was. Well, now it's probably because it's decomposing. It was there. Now it's technically not there. It's just a body in flesh. Just Shannon doesn't like talking about it.
Well, at least the cold weather, Mike, will help it stay from smelling.
What's your temperature going to be today?
Today is the coolest day, even the coldest day of the week, 92.
92. Oh, 92 okay. feels like 200.
Yeah. Three digits by Thursday.
Yeah.
It was 69 degrees last
week. Oh, nice.
Hey, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Would you like
great.
Me to send you a light jacket?
No, it was wonderful.
It sounds wonderful.
We don't have any critters, so that's...
Must be snowing.
We also don't have a population, so...
We have no population up there. So everything else okay? Is everything in your world? Everything?
The biggest thing that's happened in my world thus far is the VR rig that we have finally installed in our tiny little home, and I...
He escapes into his technology, ladies and gentlemen.
Mark my words, people. You heard it here first. This is like the smartphone before, and everybody was making fun of me when I said I have an iPhone. This VR rig is going to change the world.
He put on the glasses, Mike, and reached out. He could actually touch the flies.
When you talk about this, and what Oscar is talking about, he has got a virtual reality setup that is probably one of the best you can get. Are you saying that this is going to change the world of simply gaming, or will this be the way we enjoy movies?
The way that we communicate, period. 100%.
Really?
Yes. It is that immersive. It is that mind blowing.
Do you think at some point, while we're doing this show, that it could be that soon, that I will put on like a headset and be looking at you guys like
maybe,
instead of looking at a computer?
Maybe
monitor?
Rob and I, by the time the technology gets to that level.
Really?
Yes. Maybe Rob and I.
And I think like, just
because
him.
I'll be dead?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. That's a good place to end. Yeah. Thanks, Oscar. Did I mention I'm going to my 40th year reunion? I'll tell you about that.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it'll be, Mike? It'll be like you're walking into a studio, but you're in your living room, and you'll have the goggles on. That's what it'll be like.
From heaven.
That's right.
All right, we'll take a break.
I can reach out of the box. I can almost touch the handles.
Very good.
Who's the Wi-Fi provider in heaven?
Virtual reality pallbearer. I just sounded like Neely.
Pat Neely.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Come back, news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, I want to urge you to share all of your tech support questions with our man, Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Pony Boy, how can they contact you?
Well, you just email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
Why did you hesitate there?
I don't know. Shut
down. Thank you, Pony.
Way to the
future. Appreciate that. Very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you
funny.
By...
funny.
He is funny. Brought to you by Lyft.
Oh, yeah.
You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. We love Lyft every time I'm in the nation's capital. For work, anytime I'm in any major city, I use Lyft. It is the best. It was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping, which means they get great drivers. When you drive for Lyft, You keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. They focus on the quality of life for their drivers,
yes,
which means the quality of life for their riders improves, too. They've even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week, plus tips. Want to make more money? Drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Here's a simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides gets a perfect 5-star rating, and we love Lyft.
Yes.
So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. A limited time only. Terms apply, people.
News.
At least two couples, pretty heavy story at the beginning here, but I found it pretty creepy and fascinating. At least two couples are trying to get their daughters back from what they're calling a sex cult run by R. Kelly.
Oh,
BuzzFeed,
no.
BuzzFeed talked to those parents and some former members of Kelly's inner circle for a disturbing expose. I think this is going to be featured soon on the tube, but I'm not sure. Kelly supposedly has six women living in rented properties in Chicago and Atlanta, and he controls everything, including, quote, what they eat, how they dress, when they bathe, when they sleep, and how they engage in sexual encounters that he records. Pretty creepy, I think, really.
Yeah.
They also need his permission to contact anyone but him, and he restricts their social media activity. And he makes them call him daddy. This is all alleged by people that have been part of this. I know what you're thinking. Surprisingly, none of these girls is underage, although several had just hit the legal age of consent when he recruited them. In some cases, 16 and 17. He lured several in by promising to help their music careers. Kelly's former assistant says, quote, "You have to ask for food. You have to ask to use the bathroom. Kelly is a master at mind control. He's a puppet master. Got no idea whether this is a disgruntled employee or whether this might be true."
This is riveting. Damn. Yeah.
This is pretty, look, I don't know why the guy's not locked up already, if any of this is even remotely true, but it's very, very, very strange. So we'll keep you posted on that. But, you know, R. Kelly, that name's been in the news, not for the greatest reasons in the past. We'll see what happens. Let me hit that again. Thank you. That's the way I want it to sound. There's so much to love about Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown. She's only 13, and she's already shown herself to be a wonderful actress and why. And mature beyond her years. She's got that total Emma Watson vibe.
Yeah,
I think she's amazingly captivating.
Played 11.
Stranger Things.
Played 11. Yeah. She was great.
Now there's this. Millie has created a new Twitter account to, quote, share love and positivity and to be there for anyone who needs her. She says, quote, "I will tweet encouragement and advice for situations that need love and help. It's called Millie Stops Hate." She just started it yesterday, and as of last night, she already had about 7,500 followers because she's absolutely awesome.
That's cool.
And you know, maybe I could take a few lessons from her.
I don't know. I follow Barb's website.
Barbara Bannon Moody?
No, Barb from the from Stranger Things.
Mm. Oh, Barb.
Yeah, you remember Barb. Poor Barb.
Barb.
Poor Barb.
Barb's no longer with us.
No,
right?
So Barb is in the underworld.
She's really a ghost. Yeah. She's a ghost on Stranger Things.
Yeah. I wonder if she still has those foxy glasses in the afterlife.
You loved Barb.
Barb was great.
Bought the farm and the pool, right?
Yeah. What is it called? The Upside Down. Exactly, yeah.
The Upside Down.
The Upside Down. Is it? Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Hey, how about that? Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg wants Disney to finally release the 1946 movie Song of the South, even though it's pretty racist by today's standards. She says it will help people, quote, talk about what it was and where it came from and why it came out. In a related story, Rob Spiewak is very excited. There you go. That's his excited sound right there.
That's funny.
It's incredibly annoying when someone reads your texts but doesn't respond.
Yeah, pony.
Pony.
I didn't do anything. It's not about me.
I'm funny.
I have to interrupt you for a second. When you did that,
yes.
Rob, there's on a thread yesterday, Tripp wanted me to take that fast food quiz thing.
Yeah.
And I got like 70 out of the 90 or 70 out of the 100. And I put disappointed. And then this guy, Rob Leslin, writes, Disappointed because you didn't get more, or disappointed because you didn't get less? And I said, if I could respond with sound, it would have been what Rob just did. I would have gone. And it's on the thread. If you check it out, it's
on the
thread. I
will look for it.
Because look at the way I read and see. And I want you to let me know if it translated, because my response then was like. Anyway.
Poor Barb.
Apparently, not responding to texts can even be a fatal blow to a marriage. A woman in Taiwan was at Taiwan was just granted a divorce because her husband was reading her texts and not responding. She'd see her text marked as red, but he wouldn't write back, even to urgent stuff, like when she was hospitalized after a car accident.
Oh, no!
The judge ruled that the text showed the marriage had fallen apart and couldn't be repaired, so he granted the woman the divorce. But, wow. Yeah, that's cold. That is pretty cold.
That is cold!
That is cold!
Yeah, boy!
And now moving right along. Women's bathroom lines are always longer than men's. That's a fact, Jack. But a new study out of Belgium found a way to change that, although I'm not sure it's going to fly. Just make every bathroom unisex.
Sure.
The researchers found that if every bathroom at a stadium or nightclub or wherever was co-ed, women's wait times would be slashed by 400%, from 6 minutes to less than 90 seconds. Men's wait times would go up a bit, of course. The researchers say that, you know what, they throw that. See the way they snuck that in
there?
Yeah. Men's wait times would go up, of course. Well, we don't need that.
Right.
Come on.
I don't know, right?
What?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to help women out, but I don't want to wait longer.
Yeah, boy.
Anyway, the researchers said that no other scenario they experimented with helped reduce wait times that much. Not even adding more women's bathrooms to a place.
Do you think that Barb had to wait in a lot of bathroom lines?
I can answer that one way.
Yeah, boy.
Now a little something something. A Florida man drove his vehicle through the back of a Lowe's home improvement store.
Oh, no.
You can close on that.
I love when I do the traditional anchor patter, you know. A Florida man drove his vehicle through the back of a Lowe's home improvement store, entered the loading area, and began sawing lumber. Authorities were called Thursday morning to the store in Gainesville, Florida, after a man, beautiful little town, nice college town,
yes,
Gainesville, drove his car through a set of hanging plastic strips and a loading door in the back, according to the Gainesville Sun. The man then parked his car, took out a circular saw, and began to cut lumber. Got some lumber here. There we are. He allegedly threatened employees who attempt to intervene. When Gainesville police officers arrived, they attempted to stun the man with a taser during the struggle. Here's the quote from the police officer. He was very combative, but I don't think he realized what was going on. He couldn't comprehend the orders we were giving him. That's Sergeant Stephen Gerard.
Sure.
Oh, bonjour.
Hello.
Hello. He was ignoring the instruction. Anyway, the man was hospitalized for an involuntary mental health check under Florida's Baker Act, according to the Gainesville Sun. Again, attribution. The man's dog was sitting in the car following the incident and was taken care of by officers.
Good.
When asked for comment, the dog said, he's always doing this crazy Now, give me a biscuit. So, anyway. Sorry, Pony. I had to. It didn't work without the S words. I just picture the dog going, man, he's always doing this, yeah. You know?
The dog was a cussing retriever.
Sure. Acting crazy now, isn't he? Isn't that guy? Hey, Pooch. Hey, Rover. Isn't that man crazy?
Yeah, boy.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen to me now. Rates are still low. Inventory is low. And we love Cornerstone First Financial. Fast approval on your financing gives you an edge that you need to get the house you want if you're out there house hunting. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process. They'll do it quickly and easily, and they will give you the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there, and they'll do it fast. Easy peasy.
Yes.
Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they are also our neighbors here at the TMOS studios, and they handled Oscar's mortgage and treated him like a king.
Boom, bam.
Even with their dog Tater running around.
Yeah, Tater. Ad.
On the website, call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, July 18, Michael William birthday eve.
Yes.
17. Take it away.
Can I just a quick ad lib if you don't
mind?
Sure,
of course.
Mike, you know our friend Dominic Foxworth, he hangs out once in a while. Yes.
He kissed the screen the other day when he came to
Sweet
visit.
Boy.
But as a professional courtesy, he does his national radio, his ESPN national radio show on Sunday mornings from here, right?
Right.
And it's called The Morning Roast, and they have just been named the top 40 under 40 sports media talents in the country to that list.
Hey! Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay, Fox. Way to go, baby.
No shock, though.
Yeah.
No shock.
Who's on television right now as we speak. I think he's on First Take. So
that is cool. Really, really always been fun to watch. And I've watched him grow. And I'm sure you have also,
yes.
Oscar, as a broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
He's a natural. And he's a lot of fun. And I hope we get him to panel again because I love the guy. I think he's a dear friend of Oscar's and has been for a very long time.
A friend of all of ours. No.
I really like the guy.
I don't like him.
Yeah, we understand that. You know, but that'll never change.
That's the Leesburg in Rob.
That is. Sure glad he wasn't at the block party.
He's really not a friend of the little sounds either, Rob, but I know you've got them.
I have them. Tiny little baby sounds here.
Yes.
Many of them.
Up your satchel. Your Pittsburgh Steelers satchel.
They have not even matured yet. It has been a while since we have awarded the Mike O'Mara Show 911 call of the day, but today that ends. Michael Mott called 911 98 times over 6 hours because he wanted his money back. The money that was taken from him in a drug bust.
Oh, no.
And it didn't work out.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Florida Police Department.
In Florida.
Who is this?
Nikki.
Nikki what?
Sir, can I help you? Do you need the police?
No. I need my money. What y'all holding on to? Y'all get my money back. Hey, y'all just better get my money.
Who has your money?
That's what I don't know.
He used at least two phones for the calls, and I'm told by one of our officers that he even made a couple of the calls in the presence of one of our officers.
So during the drug bust, he was still with the officers and called 911 to get his money back. That was only one call of the 98. And so there were 97 others. But Michael Mott, wear your crown proudly. You are the 911
you big
call
dummy.
Of the day.
Hi, Florida. Miss you.
Hey, you know what? Since you brought up Florida, do you have any thoughts on the sinkhole that took out two homes?
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
Was it around Orlando?
I believe it was.
This morning, emergency officials monitoring the massive sinkhole that opened up north of Tampa and swallowed two homes.
Tampa.
Neighbors witnessed and recorded the moments the houses collapsed.
I was in shock.
My anticipation right now is this home, these two over here, and yet another one that's behind us off camera, these folks will not be able to get back into their homes.
As I looked closer, instead of looking at the front of their house, I'm actually looking at Stephen Vaughn's master bedroom and closet.
Full name, huh?
I like the fact that the expert they talked to after a home has been swallowed up into the earth said his analysis is that they will not be able to get back into their
home. It is one of my greatest Florida fears.
It's the most. It is surreal looking when
why
you see it happen.
Why so many sinkholes?
A lot of limestone.
porous limestone bedrock, man. Right, Pony? Would that be it? Right,
absolutely. And the water and the underwater currents wash it away, right?
The underwater. It's just a little. It's a little limestone peninsula. It really is. Ultimately, that's what it is. Mm. But in the middle part or the mid part of the state, of course, Tampa, man, that sounds more coastal too. So,
yeah,
you know,
but anyway,
strange.
The core is strong, Mike.
Thank you, Oscar. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I guarantee
that.
You Mike will phone his home after
you know
this
what?
Episode.
They do a lot of excavating for these like apartment buildings and stuff down where I live. And you'll occasionally see these piles of this rock, and I guess that's what it is, Pony. It's limestone that they bring, and you'll see big piles of it, and you realize, okay, it's not like up here where we have granite, you know?
Yeah, countertops.
That house where I fed the chickens the other day, not countertops. I'm talking about the granite bedrock. Damn it. Stop it. Forget it. Go ahead.
That was a very Woody Allen like, damn it. It was just damn it.
Damn it. I don't understand.
All right. Drake is a very popular and youthful hip hop singer who likes to rap.
I know that because I think young.
That's right. That's how you stay young. Kids love Drake.
Yeah, boy.
Well, he's released. It's good that he did this. He's released a new whiskey called Virginia Black Whiskey. And we had the most. We had the most interesting man ever on our show. Well, to promote his new whiskey, Drake and his dad introduce you to the realest dad ever.
You want to know who's not worried about the most interesting man in the world? The realest dude ever.
First date? Oh, you know we're going Dutch. Virginia Black, one sip and woo!
One sip and woo!
Woo. Real, keeping it real.
All right, let's close with this. This is on CBS's website. I actually saw some of this interview on CBS Sunday Morning. Bob Schieffer is so cool. And when they sent him out to do an in-depth
That's
interview...
That's the word I would use. Absolutely, Rob.
Yeah,
well, no.
Boy.
Okay, let me say this. I would say for a man
Thank you,
his age...
Thanks, Dan O'Brien. I appreciate the laugh.
For a man his age, I think he's cooler than you would assume. Because
cool is the other side of the pillow.
Yeah, I was talking to Willie Nelson, who is now like 160 years old. And
he's
asked
cool,
him,
too.
And he said, why are you such a pot advocate? And he answered this.
Why have you always been such an advocate?
For myself, it's good for me. It keeps me from going off and doing crazy things. I can relax and play some music and sit around and visit and act like a grown-up.
But I do love the fact that he asked him about one time when Willie Nelson was not a successful fellow and he tried to commit suicide. We'll close with this. This is the story of Willie Nelson's suicide attempt.
I heard that you became so dejected at one point that you went out and laid down in the middle of the street hoping that a car would run over.
In Nashville.
In Nashville.
Of course, it was midnight and there wasn't a lot of traffic. So.
But no car came.
No car got me, though.
So he survived it. But anyway, I think Willie Nelson is cool. And I don't care if you laugh at me. I think Bob Schieffer is cool, too.
Good for you,
with
Rob
his purple Spiewak. Socks.
Stand your ground.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's fantastic, everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. I hit it again.
Yes. Don't let the sounds out.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I messed up. There it is. I actually, you know what I was doing? I moved it into the other machine and I was going to use it. And then I did that thing where I erased it. I'm really, really sorry.
That's fine. They live to entertain another day.
Yes.
Really trying to improve the end of the show, guys. I am.
It's
I'm having
fine.
Trouble. That's it, people.
What?
Thanks for joining. Sorry.
Yeah, boy.
Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMO stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening. And join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, boy.
Girl sent you hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Girl sent you hallelujah.
I blew it.
Girl sent you hallelujah.
Still working on it. I'm working on it. Bye-bye.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.